Hello.
Yes, hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going,
Hello,
man?
Mr. Brian.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. Yeah, just circling back. I know we kind of lost connection there earlier
Yeah,
today.
no, no, no worries. Yeah, I know we lost connection and I couldn't get back to you because I went into a meeting earlier today, so I was like, oh.
Oh, no worries. It happens, absolutely. And yeah, just touching base. I know you're extremely interested in the A to Z marketing campaign. We had a lock in Google Maps, Facebook advertising, Alexa platforms. And yeah, do you have any questions or anything that I could answer for you about the month-to-month service or how it works?
Not really. Just kind of, I mean, I am interested right now, but again, since I do have Angie's List, and I do kind of pay a lot for it right now, I was just kind of seeing if, how either I can cancel them or what the case may be with them. I just haven't reached out to them yet. I was trying to do it on the mobile app and then kind of go from there. But I know that, like you said, you guys is opening and then you guys, once it's filled in, it's kind of hard to get back in there.
Yeah, that's the toughest. And I mean that with all respect. It's just because it's a high profit campaign. But what a lot of people do is they actually put Angie's on pause and hold. So you don't receive leads or you don't get charged for leads, because if you allow those leads to generate to you and you don't even do the job, they'll still charge you for the message. So that's kind of how they do their service. But, I mean, last thing you want is to kind of give them a try and generate leads, and then people love your service and they write a review on the Angie's. And, if you have over 10 reviews and you want to kind of get away from them, they remove your reviews, your photos, your star rating, your listing, because you have a page on their website.
Okay.
So with, yeah, Google's the complete opposite. You'll keep your reviews, your star rating. So it's more of a long-term marketing campaign. But, if you're already in the mindset of kind of getting away from them, I recommend locking in your listing, securing your digital campaign. That way you don't have to worry about someone taking your reviews. But, analytically, just with looking at just your keywords and looking at your area, for just a 20-25 mile radius around your zip code, there was 1,812 Google searches performed for your service. And, wow.
Yeah,
that's really good.
How much did you say it was? Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's just $249 for our platinum package. And it covers Google first page, Facebook advertising, directory websites, Alexa and smart car voice command searches. So, yeah, we're literally going to cover you on all bases. Mm-hmm.
And then yes, I would be able to control it off an app, or how would that work?
That's correct. You'll have your...
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you have your own directory, or excuse me, your own dashboard that you'll log into on your smartphone, your tablet, or computer, and you could manage, the keywords, you could, manage the services. You could upload new photos and content, and also monitor the results through that dashboard, correct?
Oh, okay, wow. I guess I'll go forward with it. I am interested, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, you're going to love it, no question. And I'm going to kind of lock in the campaign, update the pricing. And I think that you already have content, like photos. I see you have the website live, so that's beautiful. I see the logo. So we'll have a client interview with the technicians.
Okay.
Really nice. And they'll kind of cover the photos, the advertising, just to make sure we represent you properly. And, let me go ahead and lock this in here. And I pretty much have everything already created. I'm just going to verify it. And the primary number is the 626-393-7690 number, correct?
Correct.
Nice. And as far as the email, I have zunigab710@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Perfect. So let me go ahead and apply that. And then within 1 to 2 minutes, you'll receive a welcome text and a welcome email. and we'll open it up together. It just outlines everything we're including with your program, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Rick, and to secure the campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa card.
Okay. Thank you. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
My name.
Awesome. And yes, sir, the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and for quality assurance.
Okay, perfect. Give me one quick second.
Of course.
Sorry about that. Give me one quick second, man. I'm looking for my card.
Yeah. No, you're totally fine. No worries. And then your first name, it happens. Yeah. Your first name is with a Y, right? Just like you mentioned
Correct.
Earlier.
Correct. Okay, awesome. BryanZuniga.
Yep. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Give me one quick second.
Yep. You got it. I'll be right here.
Okay, I'm ready. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. No problem. Awesome. And, yeah, I'm ready for the card. Whenever you are, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy.
It's 4342.
Okay.
5625.
5625. Okay.
0226.
0226.
4649.
4649. Thank you, sir. And the security code? The expiration on the card?
1128.
Okay. And the security code on the back of the card?
712.
712? Perfect. And perfect. And the card number, the billing address for the card, is it the same as the office, the Baldwin Park location?
Correct.
Awesome. Very nice. And of course, if that's a home office, we're not going to advertise that or display that, we'll have it's just for internal billing purposes, okay?
Okay, no worries.
And that's 3100 Big Dalton Ave, right? Suite 170?
Yes, correct. That's a P.O. box.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So no worries.
And let me go ahead and send this off here. And that's what the billing address for the card, right?
It's still in the area of 91706, if that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Let me just make sure, because it usually has to be the exact billing that you registered the card under.
Oh. Okay.
Was there a different
yes.
address?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. What's that address?
It's 3546 Big Dalton Avenue in Baldwin Park, California.
Okay. Awesome. Again, that wouldn't be displayed. That's just so we don't have any discrepancies with the billing. And
okay.
Let me go ahead and apply that. And perfect. And then I'm just going to read off the voice verification also. It just outlines everything we're including, everything we're bundling with the program. It's another added protection for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So it says here, Brian, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for insurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you, okay? Awesome. So it states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Redwood Lawn Care.
Thank you. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Brian Zuniga.
Thank you, Brian. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Correct. Yes, sorry about that.
Thank you. It's okay, Brian. Thank you. And then the second part here, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
I could kind of explain that. Basically, if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, search engine optimize, cover Facebook ads, link you onto Alexa or directories. If you hear anything that sounds similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us. Okay, Brian?
Okay. So then I say yes to that? Because if I'm already separate,
yeah.
I don't want anybody else to like keep calling me for like, you know, ads and stuff like that. Since I'm already going to partner up with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. You'll say yes. You know, just agreeing to just letting us know. That way you don't duplicate anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. Perfect.
And then last part here, it says for your payment, an initial term, an account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 8th, 2025, and the discounted price is just $249.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. The agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 8th, same price as $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. So do you agree and understand? Yeah. It's awesome.
Yes.
Perfect. Then, excellent. And I want to be the first one to welcome you on board here, Brian. I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign for you. So welcome to the team.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to help. Absolutely. And the next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. What they're going to cover is, you know, just the keywords, search terms, creating the advertising, you know, targeting the areas, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly across the internet. And I'm just going to open up the technician's calendar to check the earliest availability that best fits your schedule. Typically, I mean, they're about an hour phone call. I mean, we block out an hour just in case, but they're about a 20, 30-minute phone call. So it shouldn't take up too much of your time, okay?
Okay.
But, it looks like I do have one available. It looks like tomorrow morning at 9 in the morning. Would that work out for you as far as that call?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Awesome. And, again, they're really nice, really smart. You know, they don't expect you to know about zip codes, keywords. You know, you just say, hey, I like this county, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to do the back-end research for you. So you just let us know
all
what
right.
you
Thank
want.
Thank you so much.
To get you. Yeah,
Thank
of course.
You.
And, I might, you know, what is this? Looks like the card was declined because of the 3-digit code on the back. Do you have that card in front of you just so I can verify it again?
Yes, give me one quick second.
Yeah, no problem.
I have it. Sorry about that.
It's okay. No worries. So I have, I'm just going to repeat the card number back so I have it correct. So I have, let me see here, 4342-5625-0226-4649.
Correct.
Awesome. Expiration is 11 of 28?
Yes.
And then the code on the back is 712? Is that correct? 712?
No. 717.
Oh, goodness. That's what it was. Awesome. Let me go ahead and fix that here. 717. And let me go ahead and resubmit it here. So you'll get a welcome text and a welcome email here in about a minute or two. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to send that off. And yeah, we'll go ahead and put you in for that client interview tomorrow. And between 9 and 10, you said that was a good time to talk to you, right? 9 o'clock?
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. Very nice. And then you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, Ryan, maybe you have a secretary or a business partner, and they call in and they want to make a change to the ads, update photos, you know, that maybe they want to switch over, you know, targeted areas. We're always going to ask the security question just to make sure they're authorized to make that change. But the options we have are the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you want to use?
First pet's name.
Okay, very nice. And what was your first pet's name?
Rex.
Rex. Okay, excellent. So yeah, just to protect your listing, you know, if you have anybody to call in, just make sure that they're authorized to make that change, and we're gonna ask the question to make sure also. Okay.
Okay, cool. And then just by say they do guess the name or whatever the case may be, would I be getting a notification or a notice from you guys saying, like, someone's trying to do any changes to it?
Oh, good question. I don't think we have that, we don't have that available for, you know, at the moment right now. But that's actually, that's actually really cool, good to bring up, because that is pretty smart, just so it's an extra protection. But, yeah, no worries. I'm going to kind of annotate that and kind of bring it up in the meeting. But we do have a dashboard. We also have a downloadable app that gives you insight on the campaign, lets you know when there's changes or things being done, and you could also see what's going on with the keywords. It also has a tracking number also. So when somebody calls, say you don't remember their location, or say you don't remember the exact service that they needed, you could always go back and listen to recordings of you and your client speaking. So it's just a nice way to kind of monitor everything and kind of sharpen up, you know, the communication with you and the client. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Awesome. Yep. And we'll contact you here tomorrow to be me in session. And just to make sure that you get, I just want to make sure you're getting the welcome text and the welcome email.
Yes.
Let me know.
Yes.
Awesome. And if you have the terms. Awesome. If you have the terms and conditions open, let me know. But it just outlines everything we're including, everything we're bundling in. And I'm not sure if you have it open right now. But
give me one quick second.
Of course.
And I would just click on the, it would be in my email or in the text. Sorry about that.
It'll be both forms. Usually the text is probably the easiest and fastest. But let me kind of resend it over to you as like a, because I know we send over like 3 messages. So it's hard to kind of, it's the one that just says your name, Ryan. Thank you for choosing Low Splash. We send everything to you in writing, in your email. But let me kind of resend it to you as a brand new one. And here we go.
Oh, yeah, I got it open.
Nice. It should say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top.
Correct.
Awesome. And then, yeah, you scroll down, you see the service, the pricing. It's always locked in at that rate. And then it should have a section where it asks you to confirm and find your name. I just want to make sure, did I spell your first and last name correct? I'm sure I did, but just to make sure.
Correct.
Nice. And, yeah, it asks you to check off just two to three check marks right there, and also confirm. And what that does, Brian, it just locks in the discounted price, and that's just another added protection for you as well with the terms, okay?
Perfect.
Nice. And if you're signing, it'll take you to a login page. Let me know once you're there. I could kind of walk you through what that is quickly.
Okay, I'm at the login.
Nice. So that's for your tracking and reporting dashboard. So you can kind of disregard that and close it out. You won't need that till tomorrow. And I will provide you with
okay.
the credentials. And I'll send an example of how that looks via text. You can check out the dashboard. It's one of my favorite tools. But, yeah, other than that, just be responsive here tomorrow at 9, and we'll get everything squared away with the programming.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
You're welcome. A pleasure to help you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Welcome.